Masechet Becharos Parachet Mishnah Zayin Chamei Flam Shal Ben B'mana Tzuri. The five flam that the Torah is Machai the father to give to a coin to redeem his firstborn son. How do we know how much that five flam is? So the Mishnah tells us the coins that are used in Tzuri, the dinrim and the flam that are used in Tzuri, are equal to the dinrim and flam that are mentioned in the Torah. So therefore, when you redeem your son, you should redeem him with five flam that are used in a medina called Tzur. Shloshim Shal Eved V'chamishim Shal Ones V'shal Mafata Umeya Shal Maiti Shemra Kulam B'Shekwa Kodesh B'manetzu. The 30 flam that the Torah is Mechayev, the owner of a shur that gored an Eved Kanani and killed him, to give to the owner of the Eved. That money has to be given also Meshekel HaKodesh, the shekel that is used in the Beit HaMikdash, which is also the same as the shekel that are used in Medina Tzur. And so too, the 30 flam that the Torah is Mechayev somebody who is Ma'anes, who raped, or is Mafata, seduced a girl to give to the father of the girl. Also, that money has to be given with the shkalim that are used in the Beit HaMikdash, which is the same as Manat Suri. And so too, the male that the Torah is Mechayev somebody who is Moti Shemra on his wife. He claimed that she did not have Basulim and he lied. And the din is that he has to give 100 shkalim to the father of his wife. That also has to be paid Meshekel HaKodesh B'Manat Suri, as opposed to money that you're Mechayev to pay Midrabbanan. For example, Knasos Derabbanan, or a ksuba that you give to your wife, which according to some Rishonim is Midr Abbanah. That is not paid from Manat Suri. As Manat Suri, the money that is used in Suri, is pure silver, and therefore very valuable. But when you owe money that was Mechuyev only Midr Abbanah, you don't have to pay me Manat Suri from pure silver. Instead, you would pay from Kesef Medina. Kesef Medina is 1/8 of the value of Manat Suri, as it's only one part silver, and the rest is Nechoshes, copper. That's the amount that you would pay when you have to pay a knas to Rabban. The kulan niftim bekesef uveshava kesef chutz min hashkal. Whenever you have to redeem something min haTorah, for example, when you redeem a bechor by giving five flam to the kohen, or when you redeem hegdish, there's an object of hegdish that you want to redeem and give the money to the hegdish and take the object. You can redeem it either with kesef, either with coins, with money, or with shava kesef. You can redeem it with objects that are worth kesef. You don't have to give kesef itself. With the exception of shkalim, the machtis, a shekel, the half shekel that every person in Yisrael has to give towards the Beit HaMikdash every year, that has to be given from kesef, from coins that have a tzura, that are engraved. He cannot use shava kesef. And even though the Mishnah doesn't mention, the same is true by Meiser Sheni. When you have Meiser Sheni and you want to redeem it onto kesef and take the kesef to Yerushalayim, you have to redeem it onto coins that have a tzura, that are engraved. You cannot use Shava Kesef for Meiser Sheni either. Masechet Becharos Parachas Mishnah Ches Ein Podin Lo Ba'avadim Velo B'Shtaros Velo B'Karkos. You cannot redeem your firstborn son by giving an Eved Kanani to the coin that is worth five shlam. Even though we had in the previous Mishnah, they don't dafka have to give Kesef to the coin B'Pidyon B'No. You can give also Shava Kesef objects that are worth five shlam, but there are exceptions. And one exception is an Eved Kanani. You cannot redeem your son by giving an Eved Kanani to the coin. Nor can you give a star chov to the coin as your pidyon. If somebody owes you five shlam and he gave you a star that he owes you five shlam, you can't give that star to the coin and tell the coin, this star should be for my pidyon and you should collect the five shlam from the other guy, Bim Komi, in my place. That is not a pidyon. Nor can you redeem your son by giving karka, real estate, to the coin that is worth five slum. You have to give metafla, movable objects that are worth five slum. Below bank dishes. And so too, if you want to redeem hegdish, if you want to redeem an object of hegdish by giving money to hegdish, you cannot redeem that object by giving avadim staros or karkos. Even though we had in the previous Mishnah that when you redeem hegdish, you can give shava kesef, but there are exceptions. You cannot redeem it with avadim staros and karkos. Kasav le kohen shu chayev lo chamei shlam. Chayev liten lo ubno eno parur. If somebody has a firstborn son, and he writes a star to the kohen, and in the star it says that I owe you five shlam, and he gives that star to the kohen, he has to give those five shlam that he wrote in the star to the kohen, but his son would not be redeemed with those five shlam. He would have to give a different five shlam. Now, this is not the same as the staros that we mentioned before. We mentioned before that you cannot redeem your son with a star. That star is talking about where somebody owes you money and wrote you a star chov, and you gave that star chov to the coin. with that star, even in a Torah, you cannot redeem your son. But here, we're talking about where you yourself wrote a star to the Kohen and gave it to the Kohen. And in the star, it says that I owe you 5 slum. In such a case, min haTorah, the bno is padui. That would be good for the pidyon. But the Rabbanan said that you cannot redeem your son in that way, as people might not be able to differentiate between this type of star and the star that is mentioned earlier, and they will think that you can redeem your son even with stars where somebody else owes you money. So the Rabbanan said, even though you have to keep what you wrote in the star, so therefore you have to give the 5 slum that is mentioned in the star, but that would not be good for the pidyon. You would have to give a different 5 slum for the pidyon, so therefore altogether you have to give 10 slum to the Kohen. Therefore, since this is only Midrabbanan, that the Rabbanan said that you have to give 10 slum to the Kohen, if the Kohen wants to give you back the first 5 slum as a gift, he's allowed to do so. If the Kohen wants to give you back the 5 slum that is mentioned in the star, he could do so, and he would take only the other 5 slum. As normally, when you give 5 slum to the Kohen for a pidyon, you can't give it al das that the Kohen would give it back to you. In such a case, that would not be a good pidyon. So therefore, if it's obvious that you're only giving the 5 slum to the Kohen temporarily, and that the Kohen is expected to give you back the 5 slum, it's not a pidyon. But in this case, since you're giving the Kohen 10 slum, 5 slum that are written in the star, plus an additional 5 slum, the Kohen can make it obvious that he's going to give you back the 5 slum and keep the other 5 slum, and it would still be a good pidyon. But if you don't make it obvious at the time you give the 5 slum to the Kohen that you expect the Kohen to give you back the 5 slum, in such a case, the Kohen could give you back the 5 slum as a matana, even in a regular case where the Kohen receives only 5 slum. And since you gave the 5 slum to the Kohen without any das to have it back, you didn't make it obvious that you want it back, the Kohen can go ahead and give it back to you if he wants. That would not affect the pidyon. Hamafrish pidyon bno v'ava. Chai bachar yusuf. Shenemar yielach upado tifta. Somebody who sets aside 5 slum to give it to the Kohen for the pidyon of his son, and before he has a chance to give it to the Kohen, he loses those 5 slum. He's responsible for those 5 slum. He would have to get a hold of a different 5 slum to give it to the Kohen. And this we learn out from the pasuk. As the pasuk says, yielach, when you have the pidyon, only then pado tifta is the ben pado. And the pasuk is referring to the Kohanim. When the Kohanim have the pidyon, that they already received the pidyon from the father, only then is the son redeemed. But in this case, that the father lost the pidyon before he had a chance to give it to the Kohen. So the Kohen never had the pidyon in his hands, then the ben is not padoi. The father would have to give a different 5 slum to the Kohen.